Please pray with me. Deeper than my words, deeper than my knowing, Spirit, pray in me, pray in us. We open the doors of our hearts for you. We hold the arms of our spirits open for you. Welcome, Spirit, pray in me. Amen. So I'm going to suggest that you take out your bulletin and go back to the opening prayer, which is on the second page in your bulletin. This has been historically in the life of the church, the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Some of you know this because of the Walk to Emmaus. It's regularly used on the Walk to Emmaus. And there are some different versions of this, especially in the last few lines. And I'm going to be sharing out of this prayer in the next few minutes. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Well, this is a pretty bold request. This is not, oh, God, just put a little bit inside of me. No, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in us the fire of your love. It is a bold request. On this Pentecost day, we come before God with a bold request. And I've been thinking about how I love memorable events, the marking events of our lives, and how those help us experience the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So think about births. Now, some of us have had the privilege of watching a newborn baby and holding it in our hands. And even if you haven't done that, you know what it's like to hold a pretty small baby or see one or be part of that whole experience of that new life coming to be. It is a marking event. We never forget when we hold that little one in our hands. I love that kind of memorable marking event. How about birthdays? Well, especially milestone birthdays. Yesterday I got an email requesting cards, kind of a card shower, for somebody I've known for many years who is turning 100. Yeah, a card shower for him in the next few months as he turns 100. That's quite a milestone marking event, isn't it? I think about baptisms, about how we stand here in front of you, the community of faith, and we bring ourselves and we bring water and words and a child, or sometimes a grown-up. We bring ourselves. And with that combination of water and words and our intentions, God's Holy Spirit is always poured out in the time of baptism. I think any of you who have stood up here, any of you who have sat out there, can confirm that the power of God's Spirit is so present in baptism. How about in funerals and memorial services? Now, that might challenge us a little bit to think about how God's Spirit and love is present in those marking events. Just yesterday afternoon here in our sanctuary, we celebrated the lives of Jim and Lona Stoffaker. Married 60 years. They passed away within a few weeks of each other a couple months ago, and we gathered to celebrate their lives. And as we did that, we heard the stories of their lives and their life together. We heard the story of a great love. We heard the story of a love that was passed on to their children and grandchildren and others who they've known. And in the telling of the story about their lives at their memorial service, the Holy Spirit began to invade and permeate the lives of those of us gathered here. And yes, 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 God's Spirit is poured out at weddings. Those of you who watched the royal wedding you could not deny that God's Spirit was evident there as the gospel choir sang, "Stand by me." As others sang and worshiped, and in the words of Bishop Curry, and so much more. What is it about these, at least some of them sometime, these marking events, that catch our stomachs, that make our hearts pound, and things well up in us that cause our eyes to leak and our hands to tremble? I think it's this, that at its best, God's Spirit is poured out as love in those times. God's Spirit is poured out as love, making things possible that were not otherwise so. Think about it. At a birth, a baptism, at the memorial of a life well lived, at weddings, and much more, God's Spirit poured out as love. And we then are not the same. In fact, I think that no matter what happens after those events, now we frail humans fail sometimes, don't we? Our marriages don't work out, or other things don't quite work out the way we expect. But what has happened in those moments has happened. And God's Spirit is poured out as love at those times, and we are changed. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Those early disciples were huddled in a room in Jerusalem. Jesus had told them to go and wait there. These were the people who fled after Jesus died and reconnected with him later. And they're waiting in the upper room because Jesus told them that his Spirit was coming. And so they're awaiting. They didn't know what they were waiting for. They didn't know how this would come. They didn't know what it would do to them. They just knew to obey Jesus and follow him. And so they waited in this room, probably not just the original disciples, but many more people. And a mighty wind comes, like you heard a few minutes ago, like thunder, and tongues as of fire. We don't really know what that means. And suddenly they are changed. They go from timid to courageous, from not being able to being able in God, and they go outside. They don't stay in the upper room anymore. They're no longer frightened and needing to stay there. They have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you are going to say, these Holy Spirit times have never happened to me. But we do have times like this. Besides those marking events that I've already mentioned, think about when you first knew God's love and God's power. Maybe it was when, from the time you were small, and there was an event then, maybe at camp, maybe in a relationship with someone, when God's Spirit and God's love was poured out upon you and you were changed, you were made different. When you first knew God's love and God's power. Think about it. What about when you were so low you couldn't get any lower and God reached for you? Almost all of us at some time in our lives have a low moment, some many more than others. Those low times when we think, oh, I just can't go any lower, whatever it is. And God reaches for us. Sometimes it's through the hand of another. Sometimes it's just by the power of God's Spirit. Sometimes it's in a worship service or an Emmaus walk or some other way that God breaks in our low place and lifts us out. We do have times like this. Think about when a remarkable healing occurred. You know, sometimes healings are physical. And we have all in the course of our lives heard about remarkable healings. Sometimes, though, healings are healings into God. or their healings of our spirit, or our relationships, or our very lives. And think about when a remarkable healing occurred, and it is the wind of the Spirit blowing through there as love. Think about when something surprising and unexpected happened in your life. Maybe it was a new opportunity. Maybe it was a job or a new relationship or a new opportunity to travel or who knows what. Something surprising and unexpected, an opportunity to serve that presents itself to you. And suddenly you see, wow, that direction that I was going, God's breaking in with a surprise and something unexpected and wants me to go instead in this direction. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. The people around Jesus asked, what does this mean? And here is the message. God does what God says he will do. God can be counted on. Jesus told them to go and wait for his Spirit. And God's Spirit came. Think about all the times in your lives when God has said, oh, I'm going to do that. And God has been faithful. God pours out then his Spirit as love. God pours out his Spirit as love, and we are changed. We can do things we couldn't do before when God's Spirit is poured out upon us as love. I even think about when our first child was born and I held her and I thought, I don't think I can do this, God. How can I raise up this little being? But yet God's Spirit works in us. We are changed by the arrival of that little one, and we can do things that we couldn't imagine doing before. And God asks us to do just that. In the same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your comfort or your consolation. What is it like when we really recognize that God's Spirit is being poured out like love? When we see it, when we hear it, when we know it. With God's Spirit as love within and around and among us, God asks us to be open to the coming of God's Spirit. As we move into this time of transition, God is saying, hold yourselves open. See what God is doing, where God is leading. Then we need to be agents of hope and healing. God says, get out there. Be agents of hope and healing. Don't sit up in the upper room basking in that joy of God's Spirit poured out upon you, because we can be more than we were. And we need to be willing to change and grow and go. You can put that upon your forehead. We need to be willing to change and grow and go. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. In that same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.